Welcome to the Mad Cow Show. Moo. I got an okay night's sleep. I have to resist the temptation to go to bed super early and then end up waking up and going back to sleep and waking up. Tonight I shall stay up and around and doing stuff till at least 8:30 p.m. Go, little heat pack, go.
No.
Wowee, it's only 9:36 a.m. and so much has happened. Had the occupational therapist here, the lovely Laura, doing a top job, I think. She's given me a worksheet to put in the time and what zone I'm in and what's going on for me at the time. 1 p.m. and I feel down now. It's a pity, because I'd love to be doing stuff. I just think about the stuff that I need to do and feel listless. Listless. I know. I need a list. I feel blah. Haven't had enough to eat, I think. Haven't been wanting to eat. But now my body is starting to hurt from not eating. So I'm going to get up, make a smoothie, come back, see how I feel. A lot of staring into space. Roasting vegetables, boiling corn, bubble. I'm making stuff for dinner. Sarah and I are going to video chat and I'm having vegetable baby quiches. My stats for today are 9:35, shut down. I'd finished my session with the therapist, occupational therapist, and I just didn't know what to do. At 9:40, I smoked some pot and it brought me into the green zone, karma alert. At 9:56, I became calm and alert, had tea and biscuits with Martina. At 10:11, I got into an under alert state, the blue zone, because I felt bloated from eating too many Monte Carlos. At 10:39, I smoked pot again and I was listening to a podcast and that kept me down in that sort of like under excited state. And then I got really bored and then I ended up having a sleep. At 3:06, I was just down, listening to a podcast, trying to eat. At 3:24, I was making food to eat while on a video with Sarah. Oh, to eat, yeah. I need to. I'm making food. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not going to make sense. Yeah, I'm making it so I can eat it with her tonight. That's the focus. That's the inspiration to get me making it, is that Sarah and I are going to video chat at dinner time. So at 3:37, I brought myself into kept myself in the green zone, or I went along with my calm and alert state to take the rubbish down to the bin. And then at 3:58, I'm starting to get over alert and now tired from cooking the vegetables. I've just taken all my meds. I think it's 5 milligrams, the tablet. prison, lol. ARIPIPRAZOLE. I don't know. Anyway, took one of those, took my 100 milligrams of lamotrigine, and I did take two NACs, even though I'm not supposed to. And I just smoked some pot, even though I'm not supposed to.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh, here comes the train. Oh, freight trains.
Double train.
Yeah, two trains at once. Okay, losing my train of thought. I'm here with Felipe on Bindi Hill, and we're going to go through the ChatGPT and see if, from his perspective, he can tell if I have any of the symptoms, if it rings true to them, because I think I'm munchausing myself a bit at the moment. All right, I'm going to click over to it, and since I didn't bring my glasses, do you mind? Let's see, does it have a show reader? No, it doesn't. Okay, so several mental illnesses can involve symptoms of mania. Oh, I can read it. With the most prominent being bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder consists of periods of intense emotional highs, mania, and lows, depression. Additionally, some other conditions such as schizoaffective disorder, which is what my sister's got, bipolar and schizoaffective disorder. Certain types of depression, like major depressive disorder with mixed features, I think that's what I've got, major depressive disorder. It's what I'm diagnosed with. Not through the pension, but for NDIS. And certain types of personality disorders can also present symptoms of mania. Okay, that isn't the information I got before. Name the illnesses that contain mania.
Yeah, ChatGPT sometimes get things wrong.
Yeah, well, it doesn't say, depending on the question,
it all depends on the prompt.
That's what people are like, oh no, it's learning. It is, but it still needs to be directed.
Yes.
Always. I think it's always going to need to be directed, surely.
Of course.
Here we go. Substance.
Itself, it can't do anything.
Here we go. All right. So, sure. Here are some mental illnesses that involve symptoms of mania. Bipolar disorder, schizoaffective disorder, major depressive disorder, cyclothymic disorder involves chronic mood disturbances with numerous periods of hypomanic and depressive symptoms, but not as extreme as bipolar disorder. Okay, so this is what I think they think I've got now.
Mm-hmm.
Substance-induced mood disorder, and I think I probably do as part of it, occurs due to substance abuse or withdrawal, which can sometimes lead to manic-like symptoms. These are conditions where mania or manic episodes can be a significant feature, but it's important to note that proper diagnosis. But yeah, da, da, da. Okay. They at one point they did mention borderline personality disorder. Okay, does borderline borderline personality disorder have mania? I'm sure that it said it did. So, I don't know. Borderline personality disorder is not characterized by manic episodes as seen in bipolar disorder. Instead, it's known for unstable moods, relationships, and self-image. People with bipolar disorder often experience intense emotional swings, impulsivity, and a deep fear of abandonment. But these symptoms typically don't manifest in the distinct highs of mania. However, some individuals with BPD might experience brief periods of mood elevation or increased energy. But these episodes are different from the sustained manic episodes seen in bipolar disorder. Yeah, that doesn't sound like I've got BPD.
Mm.
Sounds more like I've got one of the ones like bipolar.
The tricky part about that and the difficulty of nailing the like the diagnose is that you probably have one, probably have the other, or probably have both.
A mixture. Well, I do think it is definitely something where you can have both ADHD and mania.
Yeah, because most of the, if you read, there are a lot of symptoms that are repetitive between all these.
A lot of crossovers.
Yes,
Or they can look the same from the outside, but they feel different on the inside. The kind of depression I had yesterday was a whole new feeling. And maybe it's more like a depression that I dissociate into like another pocket. Because when I wanted, it was so painful to try to speak to Brad. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get the words out, so that it was just a whole different experience that I don't quite know how to articulate.
Manage and articulate, yeah, that's the tricky part, I guess, especially when there's no specialty on the matter, you know.
For example, no specialist. You're an MRI. Yeah. You're just experienced in medicine, so
that's it.
That's why everybody earlier on, I said to Felipe, I know you're not, you know, that kind of doctor. I just want somebody else who's been observing me, because Felipe saw me when I had my first big breakdown, where although I think I've been unwell in this way, I think I've been suffering unnecessarily with something for years. And it was like, actually it reminded me of when I took the ADHD medication. But unfortunately, by the end, I was medicating myself. I wasn't taking it regularly. And I think that brought on a grandiose episode. Because I said I felt like what I've heard people describe people who are addicted to cocaine alike.
Yep.
Just kind of head in the clouds. Like, I was capable of doing all kinds of great stuff. So I think it probably made me manic. But
was that?
That was dexamphetamine. I started on Ritalin, but it wasn't good. And then I ended up on the...
You did Ritalin?
Yeah. Why?
I did Ritalin. Like, I remember I was studying for my graduation test.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends, his mom, was a psychiatrist.
Uh-huh.
And I approached her and I said, like, I want something to concentrate, to focus and study and remember everything. I want the pill. And she gave me Ritalin.
Mm-hmm.
It
works.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was horrible.
Yeah, like, was horrible?
The side effects were horrible. I had a lot of lack of sleep.
Mm.
And eventually, the more I took Ritalin, I started, like, having mood change. Really sudden and really bad. Like, I woke up fine and next minute I was like mad or angry.
Welcome to my world. Yeah, that's what it's like all the time. It sucks. But yeah, that does suck. I heard it's very sad. I hear it. I've heard this from a lot of men who took Ritalin or dexamphetamine a child. And it's just like they had all their emotions taken away.
Yeah, you're a robot. I devoured the books and stuff, but the other side was horrible, like lack of sleep, mood change, not very unstable, very unstable.
That's kind of very similar to how I feel about this new medication that I'm taking. Mm. Is that I definitely can see how it's making me more productive, but there are other aspects to it that I'm not quite sure about. The headaches so far, they haven't been too bad. I actually took a double dose this morning. I told you that. I know I told you that earlier. But I just wanted to know, because I was feeling stuck and I was very upset with Martina, as I told you before, Felipe, because she told me at the last minute she wasn't coming over, and then she wasn't going to come over until later in the afternoon, and she forgot that she had some medication of mine that I needed dispensed, and I was relying on her for that. So she did come over, but she was choosing her boyfriend over me. And I said, and I'm paying you, and he's a dick, so I'm sorry, but I'm upset right now. I did tell you
that if sometime when you were late, that it meant that it really inconvenienced me, especially if you have my card, if you've forgotten to give me my card back and I need it, then I will flip out. But otherwise, you're fine. You don't need to apologize for being late. But yeah, choosing to ring me at 20 to 8, oh no, I spoke to her. She tried to get me a bit earlier, but I spoke to her at 20 to 8. And yeah, she just... Oh my goodness. I said to her, what would you do in a regular job? And she wouldn't be real about it.
True.
So she kept saying,
it's not like this is not a real job. This is a real job.
Yeah, she's really getting paid. Getting paid $50 an hour.
There's a commitment and there's a pay and there's everything that a job implies. Therefore, it's a job.
Yeah, exactly. But because it's just me and, yeah, I it's like people, and it's, and the pay is by the government. It's just people become very entitled in this work.
Mm.
So, not you though, my little Chilean. I was like, I tell you, I really do feel as though people, immigrants, work so much harder and are often so much smarter than citizens of this country who've become entitled and lazy. And I include myself in that, and I don't like it. I really am wanting to become... I told you the other day I want to become my own trad wife. So I want to be making my own kombucha again and stuff like that. And so... And yeah.
Traditional Louis.
Yeah, traditional Louis. Louis the trad wife. I'm Louis the trad. Louis the trad. Da, da, da. How does that ad go? Louis the Trad, Louis the Trad, trying to get back to Podcasters App. When I was a teenager, I did this subject at school called Study of Religions, and it was really interesting. And one of the components was having to go out and do community service. I went and did community service because I was a lazy cow with my mum's friend who had cancer. I did not do well. I was a selfish teenager in a bubble, so I really didn't get it. But I did spend time with her every week for a few hours. I'd be there, and I thought that's going to be really handy to have that lived experience while Sarah's going through chemo. Somebody's coming back into my life that I went to school with, and it made me remember, okay, now I'm going to do trigger warning. This is to do with sexual stuff and violence and trauma. Okay. Are you skipping ahead yet? All right. So this woman who, yeah, I was friends with, I was in a friendship group with. Anyway, that's another story. Grade 11 and 12. So when I was 17 and 18, or from 16 to 18, yeah, at school. And then it was years. We were friends outside of school. And she turned out to be gay. And I used to hang out with her. Never figured out that I needed to look more butch to get pussy. Oh, well. Now I think it's more acceptable to be a femme dyke, but not back then, not in Brisbane, not in the 90s anyway. So I would go along with her, and she cut off her beautiful long blonde tresses because she wanted pussy, and she got a lot. Anyway, back to the yucky stuff. So we got raped around the same time. About 16, I'd just turned 16. And I felt like my rape was not really quite a rape because hers was much more violent. She was really forcibly, yeah. For me, I was, I don't want to say seduced, taken advantage of. I was drunk. It was the first time I'd ever been drunk. I was hanging around with 23-year-olds. And my friend was dating one, so that's what happened. And I was thinking about it, thinking about her, and thinking about how, you know, it was rape for me, but because, I don't know, imposter syndrome about being raped? Possibly, yeah. Mm.